Star 94.1, and we welcome our guest, Sherry Jones Moffitt. How are you, Sherry?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Good.
Are you excited about your debut solo project?
You know, I am. I'm nervous because this is the first time that it's just been me out of all of the years that I've been in this business, but I believe that every moment and everything that I've ever done has prepared me for this one. So, yeah, I think I'm excited.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
How does Sherry Jones Moffitt encourage herself?
You know, I stop what I'm doing and reflect on where I've been, and no matter where I am in my life, because I can remember some things that have been pretty bad, and I've been in some pretty tight fixes. I'm in a few tight fixes right now, but I stop and just remember that where I was didn't last. It passed. So, you know, whatever that means for the rest of the world or your listeners, it just simply, I encourage myself by reminding myself that God is faithful. And he is faithful to his word, he's faithful to his promises, and whatever he has said about you is the truth about you, and that's it.
How has Donald Lawrence been a part of your life?
Oh, gosh. How long is this interview?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got a couple hours.
Oh, man.
I don't have words. You know, Donald Lawrence has, he has been a father, a brother, a mentor. He grabbed me, and we were introduced by Orlando Draper. And he grabbed me and told me, pulled me to the side one day about 14 years ago and said, I don't know what this is supposed to be, but I know I'm supposed to train you. You need to sit up under me for a minute because there's some place you need to be, and I need to deposit some things in you for you to get there. And honestly, I will say with no reservation, it was single-handedly the greatest training experience of my life. He's such a father. Even now, you know, at this stage in this transition in my life, we talk almost every day.
Wow.
But he calls to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do, or have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Make sure you put just doing the things that a father does to make sure that the extensions of him represent the things that he has given us well. And he's clear that, you know, what we do as his children may be different in choices that he would make for us. But he sanctions it because everything that we need to sustain us, and by us I mean Tri-City Company and all of those who were up under him for so however many years, he's given us everything that we need to make it. It's so hard. He makes it hard to work with anybody else.
Wow.
Because he commands excellence from us. He settles for nothing less. And we demand and command the same thing, but, you know, I said in my EPK interview, he taught us about excellence and professionalism and that it doesn't just start with you conveying the heart of God in your music, but your professionalism for people taking you seriously, there has to be a separation from, for lack of a better way to put it, the men from the boys. You know, you have to be as professional as possible when you're conducting yourself in an interview or when you get out of your car. We, as a Tri-City group member, we could not carry different colors luggage, hear me,
wow,
on the road. They all had to be black. So little stuff like that teaches me that if you are going to be taken seriously in this business, you got to position yourself to say that I'm serious about what I'm doing and I'm not just here playing games.
Wow. You know, you are a very versatile vocalist, because I like you on the up-tempo tunes, and I love you when you lay back with those ballads. What can we expect from this project? Will we see some of those kind of funky up-tempo tunes, or will we see some of those tunes like Encourage Yourself?
You know, I did not want, Encourage Yourself was a great position for me, and what I didn't want to do was You know, I think we make the mistake of trying to recreate moments. And it happened to be a very great moment that I make no apologies for and I'm very proud of, because God did something awesome with that song, and I was blessed with the privilege to be able to be a part of it. However, as I encouraged myself, I believe that Renew, the songs that are on my record, is displaying to the kingdom of God and the world at large how I did that, how I encouraged myself. And Renewed is speaking volumes about the things that mean something to me in my life. You know, in the midst of chaos going on in the world and economic downturn and crisis, we have decisions to make. Are we going to display the mind of the kingdom? Are we going to be king's kids? Or are we going to buckle under the pressure like everybody else? And so that's what the things that are important to me are packaged and styled in a way that people are familiar to me. But the message is a very modern, contemporary message that I think people are really going to connect with.
How long did it take you to come up with the project by the name of Renewed? Was there any other names? But how did you come up with Renewed?
You know what? It was Renewed right out of the gate.
All right.
It was Renewed right out of the gate, and it took us three and a half years to finish this record.
Wow.
Which I'm very proud of. I think, you know, sometimes we tend to, you know, because of our business obligations to labels, we turn records around really fast, but we really haven't lived life experiences in that time frame. Things that I wanted to say changed, but we shaped what I wanted to say thematically around Renewed. It was so significant and so signature, because there were so many transitions happening before Renewed was complete, before I even knew Renewed would be complete. I was transitioning from one group to the next, and I knew that God was pulling on me to do something solo. I just didn't know how it was going to get done or when, but I did know that the unctioning and the pulling of the Lord was on me to make this move. You know, it's kind of like stepping out. And you don't really know where you're going, but you know you got to go somewhere.